as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
You never take advice.
Welcome, everyone, to the Cold Hard Football Facts show on Patriots.com. My name is Patrick Immig. Joined, as always, by the world-renowned, omniscient, all-knowing, Maha, gridiron, American, Mr. Kerry J. Byrne, also known as the Potentate of Pigskin. Mr. Potentate, happy holiday season. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you, Pat. What's going on? You know what? I'm excited that I have more titles now than North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Yes, you do, and there's something to be said for that. We're going to dive into some icy issues here in a few minutes. I'm also going to be joined by Pete Prisco, our lifelong nemesis at the Cold Hard Football Facts. He is, in fact, a pundit hack. And you'll be sure to let him know that, I can imagine.
Well, it says that if you go to Cold Hard Football Facts right now, the headline on our story is, today on CHFF Radio, Super Hack Pete Prisco of CBS Sports. We've had he's actually a good guy, and we joke with him because if we had emotions, we'd like him. But we have a long history with him. When we started out the Cold Hard Football Facts several years ago, we had a lot of kind of very funny online spats with him that got a lot of attention, and got to meet him since. He's a good guy. He's been good to us, and we do like him. We won't let him know that, Pat, but we're gonna have a little fun talking to him because he's the main reason he's a Jacksonville guy. So we want to get a little insight on the Jaguars and, you know, all the things that are wrong there. But also his take as a NFL reporter for CBS Sports, his take on the NFL in general. So it should be good.
Also going to be joined by a longtime friend of the facts, Jim Cook, who is
Cook,
the brewmaster and the founder of Sam Adams. I know that you're a big fan of Sam Adams, not just the historical figure, but also the beer.
Well, you know, Jim's an interesting guy. I mean, he literally started selling the beer out of the trunk of his car in Boston, I believe, in 1984. You know what a car is anyway, Pat? Being a Midwestern guy? A car is the thing you drive around?
A car.
Yeah. But he literally started selling Sam Adams out of the trunk of his car. He's built a great business. Good guy. We like to talk to him a lot. We're going to talk to him about some beer. And he's also, Pat, more importantly, a big football fan. We're going to talk to him about some Patriots. And the other thing is he has something every year called the Patriot Homebrew Competition, where they pick a homebrew winner, and they brew the beer, and they serve it here at Gillette Stadium. And I actually help him each year pick that beer. So we're going to talk about beer, talk some winter beers, talk some football, and I think he'll be a lot of fun.
If you're listening, you can join in on the action by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can also email webradio@patriots.com. And as always, Kerry will be Twittering all over the Twitter sphere. You can tweet at Football Facts. Question to the readers and listeners around the world, who is your MVP for the 2012 season? We'll narrow it down to three. You got to pick one of the three. Is it Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, or Adrian Peterson? And those three gentlemen also kind of tail into what I learned this past week, and that's the fact that, number one, Adrian Peterson is a freaking animal on the
absolutely
gridiron. The fact that if the Falcons want to have quality wins, they have to just play the Manning brothers because they have no problem shutting down Peyton and Eli, but they can't beat other teams. And then the Harbaugh boys apparently have the number of Tom Brady and the Patriots. What's going on there?
Yeah, you know, pretty Patriots, four losses this year, two of them to the Harbaugh brothers, I think. And by the way, still coming down from the emotional high of that game. That was I don't care who you root for, and Pat, but that was an exciting game Sunday night. The 49ers obviously winning 41-34, and the game was over. I was actually writing about how the Patriots had now would, you know, their record against the NFC this year was 1-3, and this was in, you know, midway through the third quarter, that down 31-3. I did not think it was possible for them to rip off 28 straight points against the best defense in football. I was thoroughly impressed with that performance and that game in general. And what did you think? Were you kind of on the edge of your seat there in the second half?
I was on the edge of my seat, honestly, when it was 31-3, because I figured there was no way they were going to lose that badly. And then, you know, the fourth and goal sneak happened.
Yep.
And all of a sudden it's a two-score game. And then Brady just had them completely, the defense for San Francisco, just completely off balance, out of breath. And it was quite, it was just a like I was saying last week, it was like a surgeon almost, just precise throws, and it was a thing of beauty to see that comeback. And then, of course, LaMichael James kind of ruined that when he returned the kickoff after they tied the game, you know, down to the 38, and then the next play, Michael Crabtree turned into Randy Moss from 2007. And that was all she wrote.
Well, I think there was some. There had to be some kind of psychological letdown by the Patriots, who were typically a very good team, you know, a very good club on special teams, right? They don't usually give up those big mistakes. And after tying up the game after, you know, 28 points in 8 minutes, I mean, incredible, incredible performance. Literally unstoppable that offense was for that, you know, through the third quarter into the fourth quarter. And I think there was a psychological letdown that they just. I can't explain it other than they just somehow lost their edge when they tied it up, because they don't usually make those plays. But I'll tell you what, Pat, if you're a Patriots fan, I don't think that's a bad loss. You turn the ball over four times. I mean, they played poorly, okay? You don't want to play poorly, but the Patriots don't play poorly game after game. They have poor games, and that was one of them. You turn the ball over four times, you do everything wrong, and you still nearly pull off, you still score 34 points against the best defense in football. They play them again, and they usually don't commit a turnover. You know, the Patriots rarely commit turnovers. The Patriots play that game again. I think they beat that team on a neutral site. I really do. I wasn't sure they could, but I actually, I think the Patriots, when they play their game, they play mistake-free football. They are the better team, even though they did not obviously play well Sunday night.
Yeah, well, they're going to probably, like you said, when they have a bad game, it's usually a quick turnaround, and they're going to have their chance to amend that record with the Jaguars on the slate for this weekend. And I would wonder, if you had to put money down on a Jaguars victory, how much money would you put on that, Kerry?
On the Jaguars to win?
Yeah.
I think this is as close to a sure thing as you have in football.
That's beautiful. Well,
by the way, can I share something? I'm going to post this on Twitter, okay?
Okay.
Folks, come to this is. I want folks to check us out at Football Facts. Our great producer Kevin Collins posted a picture of the Patriots.com staff here, all in their high school Letterman jackets. Patrick,
really?
Yeah, and so I saw it on Facebook, and like I said, we'll post it on Twitter at the break. I come in here to the studio, and it's golf and basketball, and I think basket weaving.
Baseball.
Baseball, well, same thing. So
golf, baseball, basketball.
I'm a little disappointed. Those are kind of, those aren't manly sports, Pat, I don't think. I'm a little disappointed in
what, baseball?
I mean, I thought he played football. I thought it was a football Leatherman jacket, and I come in here, and he played golf.
Well, I was disappointed when I found out that you took ballet lessons just to improve your agility when you were a child, Gary. So.
I needed a lot of help, man, you know?
You did. You ready to dive into some icy issues?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's time for Pat and Kerry to tackle the coldest issues of the week in the NFL. Cold, hard football facts. Icy issues.
Bone-chilling icy issues. Your first icy issue. Mike Tannenbaum, the general manager of the New York Jets, and Rex Ryan should be fired for mishandling Mark Sanchez's contract in the offseason and also mishandling his ability to start football games. Is that a cold, hard fact, Kerry?
That is not a cold, hard football fact, Pat. I think this one, I think we can split up some responsibility. Mike Tannenbaum, I mean, he's the one at the end of the day responsible for player personnel on those contracts. Obviously, Rex Ryan will have a role in that, but he's not the guy. I think Tannenbaum's the one who loses his job. I think Rex Ryan is actually a pretty good coach. I think if he has a fault, Pat, is he puts too much faith in his players. He believes in them too much, and usually you are rewarded when you do that. You know, players tend to come through, and in this case, the issue is Mark Sanchez just is not a good quarterback. They gave him way too much money. Again, that to me belongs more on the GM than the coach, and I think given the right situation, Rex Ryan can win football games with the Jets, and the right situation being you need a quarterback. They do not have a quarterback. Pat, we talked about this, and I think we're going to pull the audio for later in the show, but we talked about this back in October. Greg McElroy will be starting for this team. We talked about this in October. Greg McElroy will start for this team sometime this season, and he's starting this week, not because we think McElroy is a good quarterback, but because if Mark Sanchez is a bad quarterback. And then the whole Tebow thing, I don't know how much that was. I wish I had insight on who championed that inside the organization. I don't know if it was Rex Ryan. To me, again, it's a GM thing. And that was probably the worst decision in football this year, Pat. Why do you sign Tim Tebow and not play him? How does that make sense?
He's requesting a trade, apparently, or asking for his release. So.
Who can blame him? Wouldn't you? I mean, what a joke.
And, I mean, you can say what you want about his passing skills and his statistics and everything else, but the guy did take the Broncos to the divisional round of the playoffs last year. So, you know, he would have been an upgrade over Sanchez's performance Monday night. I've never seen Tebow play as bad as Sanchez played Monday.
Hey, listen, and this is something Tebow didn't get enough credit for. And we have a story, our Cold Hard Football Facts column this week on Sports Illustrated, is a look at the improvements in the Denver defense from last year to this year. And Peyton Manning, Pat, obviously a popular choice for MVP, and I get that. But the Denver Broncos right now have one of the best defenses in football. Last year they had one of the worst. They were 24th in scoring defense last year. They gave up more than 40 points five times in 2011. And yet, with Tim Tebow at quarterback, still went on a run, still won the division, still won a playoff game, made it to the divisional playoffs. And that's on Tebow. Tebow did a great job helping that team win football games. And the thought that he wouldn't be better than Mark Sanchez is ridiculous. You're an idiot if you think Mark Sanchez is a better quarterback than Tim Tebow.
Beautiful. I love the succinct clarity, Kerry.
And you're an idiot too, Pat. I just want you to know.
Thank you.
All right.
Icy issue number two, the Cincinnati Bengals will win the AFC North.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here, Pat, and say that is, in fact, a cold, hard football fact. You know, who has the best final two games of the year? It's Cincinnati at Pittsburgh and versus a wounded Baltimore team. The two teams that dominate that division, both of them struggling. If Marv Lewis has ever had an opportunity to grab success by the Nuggets and ride into the postseason in a blaze of glory, this is the year to do it. This is the year to do it. I'm right here off the cuff. I say they win both those games and they win the division.
Interesting. Nobody would have said that ahead of before the season started, but.
Well, with that said, Pat, we said before the loss to the Cowboys a couple weeks ago, never doubt the power of a Marv Lewis coach team to disappoint you in the end.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling it though. I'm feeling the Bengals thing right now, Pat, and I'll be rooting for them because it'd be nice to see them to pull it off and have this opportunity in front of them to do it.
You're wearing black and orange Zubas pants right now, aren't you?
That's what I wear on the show every week.
Beautiful. Your next icy issue, team formerly known as America's Dumbest Team, the Dallas Cowboys, will win the NFC East. They have New Orleans at home this weekend and then at Washington in Week 17. Is that a cold, hard fact?
That is not a cold, hard football fact. I am not a believer in the Cowboys. I think the Saints can beat them. The Saints have an offense good enough to beat them. The Cowboys still have a lot of weaknesses. And then going into Washington, assuming RG3 is healthy, or even look how Kirk Cousins played this week, I think the Cowboys could lose both their final two games. I really do. I am more a believer right now in the Bengals.
It would be fitting if that happened, wouldn't it?
What's that?
I said it would be fitting if that were to happen, wouldn't it?
Why?
Just because they could go back to being the dumbest team in America. For them to lose.
Well, I mean, they obviously have the opportunity in front of them, and they have. I mean, let's face it, they're a team that makes stupid plays in critical situations. But you know what? To their credit, that was a nice win. I mean, they've gutted out. To their credit, have gutted out two really good wins in a row at Cincinnati and versus Steelers. Two games that they needed. They needed to make big plays in the end, and something they did not do all year. And That might be it for them. I don't have faith in them winning both their final two games.
Your final icy issue, if the NFL was put on a real-life nativity scene, Tom Brady and Giselle would be Joseph and Mary, and baby Jesus would be played by Danny Woodhead.
He does look like a kid, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
It's amazing how young he looks. Like, I got to give Danny Woodhead credit. I mean, he carried that Patriots offense for a while, right? I mean, obviously Tom Brady passing, but him running the football Sunday night, and I don't know how he does it, Pat. He looks like he should get broken in half out there, and obviously kind of a really tremendous athlete. By the way, do you know the stadium? You know, he went to, what is it called, New Shadron State in Nebraska?
I was not familiar with that, but yes, I'll take your word for it.
But how about this? There's a famous special teams hero who went to the same college, Shadron State, not New Shadron, Shadron State, I'm sorry. But the football stadium at Shadron State is Don Beebe Stadium. Remember the great
Buffalo
Bills special teamer during the Super Bowl run? He is apparently two very unique, interesting football players have come out of Shadron State, Don Beebe and Jenny Woodhead. I think that's a testament to the fine people of North Platte, Nebraska.
Lots of scrappiness in that area.
Absolutely.
All right, well, we're going to head to a break. When we come back, you're going to be talking beer with the one of the founding fathers of America, Sam Adams. I can't wait to hear that interview, Kerry.
All right, we'll have fun.
That is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hope's up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good. They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Pfft, rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. All right, stop, collaborate, and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights, and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts. I am Kerry J. Byrne, your friendly neighborhood potentate of pigskin, and as you know, we do more than just talk about football here at the Cold Hard Football Facts. We love to talk about beer, and nobody knows beer better. Literally, I don't think anyone knows beer better than our next guest, Jim Cook, the founder and brewer and all-around cool guy from Samuel Adams. Jim, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, but I got beer. How are you doing, Kerry?
You know what? I'm going to have a beer after the show.
I told them we weren't as good because we didn't have any beer.
I told him. I know Kerry will tell you how to fix that.
Yeah, well Jim, I got to admit, and Jim, are you a runner? Do you run?
Not much anymore. I did for a long time.
Okay, because
you
you're obviously
drink more beer when you run.
You're obviously in great shape, and I got to admit, most of the runners I know drink tons of beer, and you drink as much beer as I do. Except you somehow carry it better, Jim. I don't know how you do it, but
I can tell you the secret. Here's how it works. Remember, there's food in the beer, but there's no beer in the food. So it's all that food, Kerry. If you just stick to the beer and cut out the food, you'd be a beanpole. You'd be great.
Maybe that's my problem. See, I like to have my beer with buffalo wings and pizza and
a little sausage.
A little sausage, everything, yeah.
That's where all the calories are. I just stick to the beer.
Hey, by the way, speaking of brought up sausage, I've had one of my favorite beer experiences of all time was going to Bavaria many years ago. And if you don't know Jim, folks, He's the real deal. He goes and he buys all his own ingredients, and he goes to Bavaria and buys hops and selects his malts from all over the world and things like that. So years ago, I was happened to be in Bavaria for Oktoberfest, the same weekend that, Jim, you were in for the hop harvest, picking hops in some little Bavarian farm town. And I went to see you, and I checked out. You were covered in hop leaves. There's all the resins of the hops. You had hop leaves on your hair, up your nose, and it was all over you. It was funny. But really getting into picking your hops, and you need certain specific hops. And I was very impressed with how intense and focused you guys were on selecting the raw material for your beer, 3,000 miles away. But the best part, Jim, I don't know if you remember this, we went out to some Bavarian farmhouse, and all we did all night is drink beer and eat sausage on a big tree trunk. It had to be 50 different kinds of sausage.
It was a great night, and it was Thursday night, if you remember, which
I barely remember much, Jim. That's part of the story.
Slaughter day. So that was fresh killed pig.
Yeah, it was unbelievable the way they do it. It's like charcuterie is a big thing here now in America, in Boston restaurants. There's a lot of guys who are really good at charcuterie, which is a fancy word for a butcher or sausage maker. But nobody does it like the Bavarians. I mean, it's unbelievable the stuff we ate that night.
Well, they just eat it so they can wash it down with a beer. I'm all over that.
Well, I got to tell you, we go back to a few beer teenies. I forget what beer we drank, but we go back to the hotel. I have to admit, I had a little too much to drink that night, Jim. I woke up the next day. I didn't know what country I was in. Literally, I'm like, where am I? Oh, wait, I'm in Germany. I had to go down to the front desk. What town am I in? We were in Regensburg, I remember, but the guy at the front desk said, "How do you not know what town you're in?" So it was quite a trip, But hey, tell me real quick. We want to. I know you're a football fan and obviously a beer guy. Tell me a bit about this Patriot Homebrew. What's the story with that? What happens is you have a homebrew winner that has a beer here served at Gillette. Tell the listeners a little bit about that.
Well, it's something that we've done with Patriot Nation for I think 6 or 7 years now, and I've always been a big believer that there's some great beers out there in the homebrew community. So we basically, get open the contest up to all the homebrewers in New England. They send their best homebrew to the brewery in Boston. We pick the winner, and Kerry, you've always been one of the judges, so you know how good the beers are.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how good some of them are, yeah.
Yeah, and this year it's a smoked porter. Really nice, big, malty style with this sort of thread of smoke, just like you'd get in a smoked sausage. The smoke and the sweetness of the porter and all the malt character and that fruitiness from the ale fermentation kind of blend together. It's a Matt Welch from Vermont sent that in, and he got to come to the brewery in Boston and brew his home brew at the Sam Adams Brewery, and then have it served this season at Gillette Stadium.
And is it here through the end of the season, so people during the Dolphins game can still get it in the final game?
Yeah. Hopefully that won't be the final game.
Well, fair enough. What about it?
Yeah, hopefully it'll be there for when we beat Peyton Manning.
Yeah, now you're a football fan, right? You're obviously, I know... you didn't grow up here in Boston, but do you have other teams you follow, or are you kind of a strictly Patriots guy now?
For 45 years.
Okay.
So the Patriots are my team. I grew up in Cincinnati, but being a Bengals fan has been pretty fruitless for the last 25 years. So.
We just talked about them before you came on, that they finally have the opportunity to do something big and win their final two games and capture the division. But I wouldn't put a lot of faith in the Bengals.
If you're going to decide who to root for, I'm going with the Patriots.
How do you feel this year? Just purely as a football fan, how do you feel? Do you feel confident? Can they get to the Super Bowl, or are you a little concerned about the loss Sunday night?
Well, yeah, that was hard. I mean, I thought maybe, when they tied it up and there was all that time, I thought, they got the momentum going, the defense was fired up, and then wham, we had that run back. And Crabtree caught that pass, and
it
was kind of deflating. So I guess I don't feel confident, but I feel hopeful.
Yep. Well, I know you're a fan because you refer to the team as "we." So that's when someone's into it when they're called, like you and I are out there playing, Jim.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember, Sam Adams was the original New England
That's
Patriot.
True. That's true.
So
what was
I
that?
Could be more patriotic than Sam Adams.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you, when you named...
Can I have a beer?
What's that?
Can I have a beer?
You're welcome to have a beer. Can you crack it into the microphone or into the phone so we can hear it?
Mm.
What are you drinking?
Well, I've got Boston Lager in front of it. It's still my personal favorite.
You know what? I to me, that's still, obviously, you guys have made a lot of great beer. That, to me, is still kind of the signature beer. It's just so perfectly balanced, and it's just the great German hop character to it, and the head on it. It's really...
It's a beautiful beer.
Yeah, it really
is.
It's
a go-to beer. There's so many beers out there that you're constantly, you know, given all these choices, but you need a go-to beer that when you just... You're not going to be experimenting and on some journey of discovery. You just want a great beer. That's what Boston Lager's for.
Can I tell you my first Sam Adams experience?
Please.
And
I
it
love
wasn't
that.
And it wasn't a good one. This was more a sign of the times and kind of what you guys brought into the beer world. But it was in the 80s. I was in high school. And I remember going over to my girlfriend.
Oh, no, not in high school. I'm closing my ears, Gary.
Well, I didn't purchase the beer. Someone gave me a sip of beer, okay? So okay. Nothing really illegal happened.
You just smelled it. You didn't really let it touch your lips.
But I go to my girlfriend's house. I remember for Christmas. It was probably this time, you know, 25, 30 years ago, whatever it was. And her big brother was drinking Sam Adams. And he was, oh, yeah, this Sam Adams stuff is great. And Jim, this is still when not many people knew Sam Adams. And I grew up in a Budweiser family. Family, you know, I mean, that's what my
You've
family
overcome
drank.
Overcome your underprivileged but, background, Carrie.
But boy, did I overcome it, Jim. But I remember having a sip of it, and I remember saying, "Oh, this yuppie junk is horrible." And
wow.
That was my because no, not because
yeah, grow up.
Well, because you know what, my palate one was I didn't know that was beer. I didn't know what beer tasted like, Jim. And it's not obviously it's I've drinking so much Sam Adams now, but that's kind of the cultural mindset though that you guys had to overcome. At the time, I wasn't alone in that. I think that was might have been one of your biggest challenges back in the day.
Yeah, well, I've never wanted to make beer for beginners.
Yep.
So it's Sam Adams beer. You know, you have to practice for it a little bit.
Yep.
You know, when you first get it, it's a big, flavorful beer that's got all this stuff going on. It's not something you're just going to pound down like water. That's okay. There's plenty of good beers out there that you can pound down. Sam Adams is one that you're going to enjoy, and now you've become somebody who appreciates a good beer.
Yeah, but you know what? And again, I was a kid, and I hope that's not a commentary. And it was more a commentary on the fact that I just didn't know. I literally didn't know what hops tasted like.
No,
you know, I didn't know what malt.
You've never had them before.
Yeah. So tell me about your winter beers. What goes into a winter beer? There's so much. You guys have some great ones too. Old Fezziwig, the Winter Lager. You got a new one this year called White Christmas. I believe that's new this year. What makes a beer a winter beer, and what do you try to put into it?
Well, one of the wonderful things about being here in New England is that we have real seasons.
Yep.
They're really distinct and quite different. And I try to put that rhythm of the seasons into my beer. So, you know, for summer, we have a wheat ale with lemon zest and grains of paradise. It's kind of just like a hot summer day. And winter is going to be very different from that. So for winter... I make Sam Adams Winter Lager. It is a dark wheat bock. So obviously it's a darker color. It's kind of a mahogany color for winter. It uses a lot of wheat malt that gives it a little lighter body because it's a bock beer, which means it's a bit stronger.
Yep.
For winter, you need something that's going to warm your cockles. And Winter Lager will do that. And then...
And by the way, I've seen your commercial, Jim, and you still nobody knows what a cockle is.
It's a small mollusk, common in England, that looks like the valves of your heart. So that's where the cockles of your heart.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, because you caught it in one of your commercials.
I'm glad you didn't know that.
I should know that.
Like
I'm embarrassed now.
And then the winter lager has some winter spices in it. We use fresh ground cinnamon. We grind it right into the brew kettle. We use some ginger. We use some orange zest. So you get those kind of holiday spices going on in the dark wheat bock.
Now, people have there's a myth, and I've seen food writers write this, that ales are dark and strong, and lagers are golden colored and weaker. And that's not true at all.
No. I mean, that's why you are a very knowledgeable beer guy. The lager versus ale just refers to the yeast.
Yep.
And you can have some really big, heavy lagers like Sam Adams Double Box.
Yep.
That's got a half a pound of malt in every bottle.
And it's really dark, but it's a lager.
Yes, that's right. And the lager is a yeast that takes longer.
Yep.
You know, ales are done in a week or two. Lagers take a month or two, so they get a little smoother, more elegant, and ales are a little fruity, can be a little, you know, young and rough, kind of Beaujolais Nouveau versus a Cabernet or something. So you got it right. It's the yeast strain, and lagers take longer to make than ales.
Now, Jim, I have a contention that, and I've been to most of the major breweries of Europe, every major brewing city, more times than I can count. I've had a tough Jim, you know?
Work.
But I contend that the best, most creative beers in the world are not made in Europe. They're made in the United States of America right now, and it's probably been that way for close to a decade.
As a brewer, I would totally agree with you. I would even, you know, go further and say the center of gravity of the world, you know, brewing culture and beer expertise and innovation has left the new world, left the old world.
Absolutely.
And come here to the new world. I mean, it's really, to me, as somebody who's lived in Boston for 45 years and is very proud to be here, I'm really proud to have played a role in making Boston one of the world's really cool brewing destinations.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell you, by the way, this was at Oktoberfest a couple years ago, and we're back, you know, they shut down the beer chance at like 11 o'clock. We're back at the hotel, and it's me and a bunch of Americans, a bunch of writers, and we're all hanging out, and we all get a, again, this was after they shut down the beer chance at Oktoberfest, back in the hotel bar.
Germans went home and went to bed. The Americans partying on.
But, Jim, true story. I almost got into a fist fight with a guy who said Boston was not a great beer town, and my contention was, listen, Boston not only has great imports and access to great local beer, we support two of the biggest breweries in America, not just you, but also Harpoon. I know they're a competitor, but also one of the biggest breweries in the country.
They're also a great brewer. I would put them up against any German brewer.
And we have two. I mean, the city of Boston is the only city with two of the biggest breweries in America centered in the same city. Yeah. And I think that in the Boston community supports those beers, along with a lot of other great local beers. To me, that's right there alone says Boston's a great beer city.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Sam Adams has been the pioneer and the leader of this craft beer revolution for almost 30 years. And it was, I felt like I was trying to do it single-handedly when I started. And now people from all over the United States and even all over the world drink Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yep.
So once you get outside of Boston, people recognize Boston as a great brewing center. It's all happened in the last 30 years, but that's the spirit we have here of innovation, of doing really cool things, of, you know, taking the bar up another notch, raising the standards. And Boston's done that in beer way more than Milwaukee in the last 30 years.
And I know, I tell people, I know Boston's a great beer town because our two biggest tourist attractions are a brewery and a bar room. The Sam Adams Brewery in JP, and the Cheers Bar is still a big tourist destination.
That's right.
Believe it or not. So that's, for all the history we have, people come here to go to a brewery and a bar room. So,
oh, yeah, we get way more visitors at the Sam Adams Brewery than the Museum of Fine Arts gets.
That says it all. So,
yeah, we're the Athens of America, but now we're the Munich of America.
I like that. Back to football real quick. Before the break, Jim, do the Patriots go to the Super Bowl this year? What do you think?
50-50.
Right, come on. You gotta come down to one side or the other, Jim. I can't.
Yes, like I said, I am hopeful.
All right.
We should be partying in New Orleans.
Are you going to be down there if they go to the Super Bowl?
You know, I might just do that because the first time they went, when everybody thought they were going to lose, I actually went down there. Amazingly, outside of the Superdome, you could buy a ticket for less than face value.
Well, because of the whole 9/11 thing. Remember, I was down there. Remember all the helicopters flying overhead? It was kind of a real scary security situation.
Yeah, that was weird. And everybody thought that St. Louis was going to crush us.
Yep.
But, you know, being in the beer world, I know that Boston can beat St. Louis any day.
Well put. Well, on that note, and by the way, my co-host who did on this show is from St. Louis, so I'll be sure to share that with him, Jim. So, in any case, I appreciate your time, Jim. That was great.
Always fun having a beer with you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. So,
cheers.
All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to look at the top five rushing seasons, individual rushing seasons in the history of football, and the top five rushing runners in the history of football. And no surprise, Adrian Peterson is on that list when we come back.
The Cold Hard Football Facts, helping guys not meet girls since 2004.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance. With over 100 ASE certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Tis the season. Cold Hard Football Facts presents A Cold Hard Christmas. All your favorite off-key and out-of-tune holiday classics.
Here comes Andy Reid, here comes Andy Reid, right down unemployment lane. He's got a pink slip, so does Norv Turner and Romeo Crennel.
Sung by CHFF resident baritone Luciano Pigskin.
Players can play well. So fire those coaches and say your prayers, because their seasons have gone to hell.
Timeless classics such as Oh Little Town of Foxborough.
Oh, little town of Foxborough.
Plus, Skelton got run over by a reindeer. The 12 Days of Harbaugh, Joy to the Mannings, and Oh Tannenbaum, Oh Tannenbaum.
Oh Tannenbaum, Oh Tannenbaum, Rex Ryan is annoying. Oh Tannenbaum, Oh Tannenbaum, Mark Sanchez is real crappy.
That's being a jackass.
Pick for a touchdown. He'll fumble the ball on the ground. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, you need to release Sanchez. Mike Tannenbaum, Mike Tannenbaum, the Wildcat is not working. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, McElroy should be starting. He led the team to his first win. Rex Ryan has three or four chins. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, Greg McElroy should be
These
starting.
Songs can be yours for just six easy payments of $49.99. Celebrate the Pigskin Holiday Classics in style.
Frozen Tundra. Discount double check. Pass the ball on a post.
Once again, that's six easy payments of $49.99. What are you waiting for? A cold, hard Christmas. Just six easy payments of $49.99.
Cheese and all the cheese heads.
Yes, thank you very much to our resident baritone, Luciano Pigskin, and Carrie. I mean, thankfully, we have friends in high places like Jim Cook and Sam Adams who can actually, you know, invest the money and front that so that Luciano Pigskin can record those for us.
And only six payments of $49.95. That is a great deal. I would.
I mean, that's less than $300, Carrie. $299.
You've already figured it out. Oh, Tannenbaum is my oh Mike Tannenbaum is great. That's some good stuff. Was that Zuzu Bailey, by the way, playing Oh Christmas Tree?
It could have been. I don't know. We'll have to check with that.
All right. You know Zuzu Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life at the end. You know she's.
See, I'm not a big fan of It's a Wonderful Life, although it's my father's favorite Christmas movie. So.
How do you not like It's a Wonderful Life? That's like not
Three
liking
hours
America.
Long. I'd much rather watch Mickey's Christmas Carol.
See, that's the problem with kids today. You don't have any attention span.
Well, you know, Mickey's Christmas Carol was a great story. Yes, Bob Cratchit played by Mickey Mouse.
I haven't, you know what? I remember seeing that a long time ago. I haven't seen it since. But the best, my favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, I agree, is long, but it's kind of, if you can muscle through it, it is a cool show. But I'm a Peanuts Christmas special guy.
Yeah, the Peanuts is always good, too. And speaking of, I actually, after you guys were just talking about beer last segment, and now I'm thinking of Peanuts. I want beer and Peanuts right now.
By the way, the Christmas is not over. We're going to have a special visit, Pat. after the break from Santa C. We usually have Frankie C. on at the 5 o'clock hour.
I'm excited.
But Santa C., I mean, Frankie C. can't be with us. We got to fill in Santa C., and this should be interesting. I might be just as good as the Christmas hits from Luciano Pigskin.
By the way, Kerry, you got to discuss with Pat over that rocket shot that Jim Cook took about St. Louis.
Oh, did you hear that, Pat?
I did, yeah.
What do you think about that? How's that a little where you at and what for, huh? Right up across the
chest. I didn't really take it as a shot. All he was saying was that...
He said you suck. He said your whole
That's being
sucks.
A jackass.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a voice. I'm the voice. You're the voice of the voiceless for me, Kerry.
Hey, Jade, obviously, because, you know, they're big, obviously, arch rival is Budweiser. So he didn't mean it. I don't think he meant any. I did step up to your defense, if you heard. I don't think he meant anything personal, Pat.
No, I'm sure it wasn't personal. And all that means is that when I come visit you in Santa C., in the near future, that, you know, you're going to have to call Jim, and he's going to have to just give me a personal tour and feed me lots and lots of beer.
It is a cool tour, by the way. If you're, we'll go there. We'll talk to them. We'll have a beer, and they get a couple tap rooms in there, and it's kind of a neat little operation.
Beautiful.
You've taken that tour many times.
Yeah,
top
used to be
five
a ritual.
Running backs all time in yards per attempt. You want to get going on that, Kerry?
Yeah. What do we got here? This is our top five list, right?
Yes, so coming in at number five, all-time in yards per attempt. And just as a qualifier, Kerry, what is the qualifier, I should say, for the average yards per attempt?
Well, official NFL records for running backs require 750 carries in your career to qualify. So, actually, one of the best of all time right now is Jamaal Charles in Kansas City, but he's still, I think he's two attempt shy of the record, so we will have a new all-time record list after this week, assuming he gets two carries. But right now we're going by official NFL records, a minimum of 750 attempts to qualify, and only looking at running backs, because actually there's a couple quarterbacks who are high on the list: Randall Cunningham, Michael Vick, guys like that. But the thing is about quarterbacks have kind of an unfair advantage, because if they get tackled behind the line of scrimmage, it counts as a sack.
Right, not as a negative yard.
Whereas a running back is tackled behind the line of scrimmage, it counts against their rushing attempt. So it's kind of unfair to put quarterbacks in the same category. So
it's
this
a
is
conspiracy, Kerry.
So these are the top five running backs all time in average per attempt, the most effective ball carriers in the history of football.
All right, coming in at number five, the one and only Barry Sanders, 4.99 YPA, that's yards per attempt.
Yep.
Barry Sanders retired way too soon, but I guess he decided his time was ready. What do you remember most about Barry Sanders?
Well, obviously, the most exciting running back of my time, and it obviously just such a just had these brilliant moves that you just didn't see out of any other running back. I think what's interesting is that most of the guys on our list played short careers. We'll talk about that at the end of the list, but they knew when to get out, because running backs get beat up badly. These were all great ball carriers who, got out for a variety of different reasons, but usually got out young. And Barry Sanders is one of them. And I don't know if you've ever looked at his senior year numbers, or maybe he left as a junior, but his final year at Oklahoma State, like 39 touchdowns, like 2,800 yards. I mean, ridiculous. It's hard to believe it was one season, but I think he scored 39 rushing touchdowns his final year at Oklahoma State, which is crazy.
It was also very fun to watch him. He always used to say, you celebrate like you've been there before, so he was never one to hotshot his touchdown celebration.
Did you watch the Football Life about him?
I did not see his, but I've got it on DVR, so it's on demand whenever I want it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And tonight, by the way, the NFL Network is doing a Football Life look at the Immaculate Reception,
yes,
which happened, I believe, on this date. Or this weekend, December 22nd, I think was the exact date, back in 1972, which not only is an amazing play, people don't realize this, that was the first postseason game and victory in Pittsburgh Steelers history.
Really? That is interesting. I didn't ever associate the two.
They were the worst, and that's kind of part, and I actually think that part of it gets forgotten, but the Steelers were founded in 1933, were the worst franchise in football for their first 39 years. They never made the postseason. And back then you won the conference, you played in the title game. There was no real playoff. But even then, 39, they were literally the worst franchise in football. And then that all changed with Chuck Knoll and all those great drafts. And finally, in 1972, they won their first playoff game, on, what we now know as the Immaculate Reception. So that should be fun tonight.
Coming in at number four on our list, Gale Sayers, 5.0 yards per attempt. And then right in between.
Well, by the way, real quick, Gale Sayers is the best nickname ever, the Kansas Comet.
The Kansas Comet?
I love that nickname.
Thank you for sharing. Number three, Adrian Peterson, 5.05 yards per attempt. Of course, everybody listening in St. Louis saw Peterson destroy the Rams for 212 yards, and now he's on pace to capture Eric Dickerson's season record this year. At least that's his goal.
Yep.
Do you see him doing that, Kerry?
You know, it's going to be tough. He's still almost 300 yards shy. I mean, it's possible but not probable. But either way, it's a great season. And right now, the thing about Adrian Peterson, number three, the third highest average per attempt in history, which is great in and of itself. But if you look at Jim Brown's 1963 season and Adrian Peterson's season this year, almost the same exact number of carries, number of yards per attempt. And that 63 season by Jim Brown is probably the greatest single season by a running back in history. So we're talking very elite company right now for Adrian Peterson, and pretty impressive.
Coming in at number two, this is the most surprising name on the list, Mercury Morris, the man synonymous now with trying to stop perfect seasons happening and also trying to regrow follicles on his head.
Well, you know what I said at the top of the list, the top five running backs in history based on average per attempt, that a lot of these guys had pretty short careers, and Mercury Morris was one of them. He only played 8 years, and he played with one of the greatest offensive lines in football with the Dolphins, and he played side-by-side with Jim Kick and Larry Zonker, but he only carried the ball 804 times, about half the amount of everybody else in the list. So he did not run the ball a lot, but when he did, he was extraordinarily effective, over 5.1 yards per attempt, and a brief but very, very impressive career. He had one 1,000-yard season in 1972, the undefeated season, when him and Larry Zonker became the first tandem to each top 1,000 yards in the same backfield. So, you know, he was a very explosive player and knew when to get and gut out at the right time when he still had great numbers under his belt.
Last and obviously not least, number one on this list, and probably number one in your hearts if you had to, if you love running the ball, and that would be Jim Brown, 5.22 yards per attempt. That's for a career. This is not for one single season. Absolutely mind-boggling to think that somebody could last as long as he did, and you know, basically, you're getting half of a first down. You just run the ball twice every first down. You're going to keep drives going.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, probably the greatest football player of all time. Still the greatest running back of all time. Obviously, his yardage record, 12,312 yards, has been surpassed by many different players, but he did it all in 9 years. He played only 12 and 14 game seasons. The numbers based on the history of football at the time were Ruthian. You know, Babe Ruth was hitting 60 home runs back in the 20s when entire teams were hitting 15 and 20 home runs. That's what Jim Brown was like. I mean, he totally rewrote the record books in every way, shape, and form. And if he had played in the 16 game era, Jim Brown would have had 2,000-yard seasons. In 1958, he ran for 1,527 yards and 17 touchdowns, Pat, in 12 games.
Wow.
That's
three-quarters of a regular season now.
Yeah, so you add another 500 yards on top, that's 2,000 yards, and another, you know, what, 522 touchdowns. I mean, that's one of the great seasons of all time. And then in 1963, 1,800 yards in 14 games, that is probably, like we said earlier, that's probably the greatest single season of all time. That's what Adrian Peterson's at right now, where Jim Brown was at after 14 games. They're both at the same, basically the same totals after 14 games. So kind of puts into perspective how good Adrian Peterson has been this year. And by the way, I did not see that coming against the Rams. I thought the Rams were a better defense than that. I did not see them getting lit up like that.
I didn't either, but it happened, and it was pretty mean and nasty. And Peterson was just running like a madman possessed.
Yep.
That's why, you know, I wouldn't count it. He's obviously set his mind that he wants this record this year. And
yep.
You know what I mean? It's like at this point, who's going to stop him, and why not just believe that he's going to do it? So that'll be fun to watch the last 2 weeks. And plus the Vikings, I mean, they've got playoff hopes. They've got the Bears edged out as far as wild card playoffs go.
Yep.
Right now. So it should be a fun couple of weeks.
Tough final two games at Houston and home versus the Packers in the season finale. So that's it's going
to
be like
the Packers are going to be playing, you know, all the way through too, because they got to try to get home field advantage, assuming that Seattle can beat up on Frisco this week. So.
Yeah, and one of the things though, all these great running backs, if you look at their greatest seasons, they weren't usually great teams. The Vikings are a good team, not a great team. At the end of the day, it still was always been a league where the great quarterbacks, the efficient quarterbacks, have dominated. I mean, if the running game was so important in the NFL, Jim Brown would have won 9 straight NFL championships. He only won one because he was so dominant, like nobody before or since. But at the end of the day, a great running back only averages 5 yards per attempt. A great quarterback is averaging 8 or 9 yards per attempt. And that's why games are won and lost in the passing game and not the running game.
He's Kerry J. Byrne, the Potentate of Pigskin. My name is Patrick Gimmick. We're going to take a break with hour number one of the books coming up. A very special visit from Santa C. Hopefully Santa C was able to listen to, or at least he can download later, our Cold Hard Christmas from Luciano Pigskin. We'll be back in a few minutes after the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure, how many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow, so that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Cold Hard Football Facts presents A Christmas Wish by Kerry Byrne.
Santa, this is Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts. I'm really sorry to bug you again, but I was at the mall this weekend and I saw the cutest little puppy at the store. So I was wondering, in addition to all the other things that I asked for you, if you could please give me the puppy too. You know, I was looking at it. I looked at it closely. I looked at the correlations in my head and I was doing some coverage probabilities, critical values, and, you know, some cross-sectional studies. And I understood that if there was a cumulative probability distribution function, that would likely be the perfect animal that you could deliver to me on Christmas Day. Thank you.
End of message.
That was Kerry J. Byrne's wish for a puppy. And are you going to get that puppy, Kerry? I guess you're going to find out soon, because right now Santa C is here. Santa C in the house. Santa, are you here?
Merry Christmas, Patrick.
Thank you. What did you? What are you bringing us this year?
Well, we have plenty of gifts for the crew there at Cold Hard Football Facts Radio. Would you like to hear what I have in store for you, Patrick?
Please, yeah.
You've been such a good boy this year. I'm actually going to give you a choice. You can have a date with an actual, real, live girl, or you could have a less sucky hometown. Completely up to you.
St. Louis getting bashed by Jim Cook and Santa C.
Hey,
are you not
Kerry.
Going to St. Louis this year? I shouldn't expect you in my chimney?
Well, I never go to St. Louis.
Am I going to get my puppy?
No, Kerry. I have a far different present for you this Christmas under the tree. You can look forward to deodorant. Lots of deodorant.
Well, I could use some deodorant, Santa.
You certainly can. I can see you,
and
even when you're not showering.
And Santa, I want that date with an actual real girl.
I think that's a fine choice, Patrick.
Thank you.
Hey, Kevin, you've earned yourself a day off of work. One full day.
Phenomenal.
You can look forward to that.
Do I get it on Tuesday, or?
Well, you can have it whenever you like.
Oh,
well,
wow.
After Christmas, of course.
That's impressive.
And as for Frankie, he'll get nothing because he's a whore.
Now, Santa C, I think I know a little bit about your history. That's not maybe what, you know, you have a very good PR agency. You got a great reputation out there. People think you do nothing but good things for little boys and girls. But why do you always run around saying, ho, ho, ho? Is that, I mean, I think part of that must be something in your history must make you like to say ho, ho, ho.
Well, let's just say, like your buddy Frankie always says, it's probably coincidence, Kerry. Did you know, Kerry, that I have a mountain peak named after me in Kyrgyzstan?
No, I did not know that.
It's true. Per Wikipedia.
So what is the football world getting from Santa Fe this year?
Okay, I've got some very interesting presents for a few select members of the NFL.
Okay.
Let's start with Rex Ryan.
Okay.
For Rex Ryan, I'm going to bring him a new quarterback, one with very pretty feet.
<Ba-dum-bum>.
They are beautiful.
I'm sure.
Beautiful feet.
I'm sure he would like to find a quarterback with pretty feet wrapped up under the tree this year.
Well, he can look forward to it. It's going to happen. Next up, we have Vince Wilfork, to whom I am going to bring a private cell phone number that he doesn't have to share with his wife. Wouldn't we all like a little time away from our wives?
I sat behind Bianca Wilfork at the Texans game last week.
Vince Wilfork.
And she is like a texting machine. It is unbelievable how fast she can text. I mean, she texts like I eat buffalo wings. It's just like bones flying everywhere. It's like just you can't even keep up with it.
During the game last week, the announcer said that she sends Vince about 100 texts per game. Did you hear that?
I've heard that before.
I guess that the Christmas that I brought her first cell phone back in 1991 was a mistake on my part. I wish I could take that one
well,
back.
Well, Santa C, you're not perfect.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that, well, actually, I am pretty close to perfect. Speaking of wives, I'd like to send a shout-out to Mrs. Claus. Looking good, Mama.
What's she wearing this year?
She's wearing red, naturally. Okay, moving on. To Josh Brent, I'm going to bring him a designated driver.
Oh.
He could use it, clearly.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
What's up with Patrick and Santa C? Why did the Dallas Cowboys have him on the sideline?
I could only chalk it up to the spirit of Christmas, goodwill towards men, because
he was invited. But I guess the mother of Jerry Brown was advising that should happen.
And I understand that. And listen, the mother, you know, said obviously her son and Josh were very close. They were like brothers, whatever. You know, they went to college together. So I get her. I do get her trying to get past it and forgive and you know, be Christian in the spirit of the season. I get that. But just purely from a PR point of view for the Cowboys, how does that help them? I think I don't know. It just seemed the Cowboys should have overruled the wishes of the mother.
Apparently they didn't realize that was going to happen until it happened. That's why they've acted since then and said that he can't be on the sidelines anymore. So I think apparently Jerry Jones and Garrett didn't realize that he was on the sidelines until it was too late. So.
Fair enough. It just, you think they would have control of these things.
She's got a big heart, clearly. But, you know, I would say that the Cowboys letting him on the sidelines only comes off as tacky.
And no one knows tacky like a guy who dresses in a red suit 365 days a year.
I make that suit look sexy.
You absolutely do. Listen, Sancha, you've made fat people. You've been great for fat men everywhere, and
you're
I got to give you credit,
Terry.
Because listen, you give us a good reputation. You know, we're jolly fat guys. We're not skeevy fat guys because of you, Sancha. You've done so much for fat men everywhere.
Well, that's nearly 250 years of doing it here in America. You're welcome, Gary. You're welcome.
All right, what are the gifts? What's Tim Tebow getting this year?
Tim Tebow. I like to give the good boys and girls of the world gifts that actually work for them, practical things, you understand.
Yep.
Well, for Tim Tebow, I'm going to bring him a job on College Football Game Day.
Replacing Lee Corso?
Well, no, don't replace Corso.
We can't let Corso off the air.
No, I love Corso.
He is the reason I watch.
Corso, that is my favorite show on TV. Not my favorite sports show. My favorite show on TV, period.
We're the same age, Corso and I.
He played quarterback for Florida State in like 1954. He's not a young kid.
Yes.
You know what? I think Tim Tebow, Santa, no offense, I think Tim Tebow should have a job as an NFL quarterback somewhere. I think it's too early to put him out to pasture with Kirk Herbstreit and Lee Corso.
Well, there's only one quarterback that I intend to bring a new team to, and that's Alex Smith.
Ah, very wise. Should never doubt your wisdom, Santa.
Under history this year, there'll be a brand spanking new team.
What team is that going to be, Santa?
Someone who needs a quarterback with a 104 passer rating.
How about the New York Jets?
The Jets might be a fine landing spot for him.
There we go. What about North Turner?
Does he have pretty feet? That's the question.
What about North Turner? What's he getting this year?
North Turner, I'm going to bring him a new line of work. Maybe something in insurance.
not a new job, a completely new industry.
Completely new industry. Something he can excel at. Something he can be even mediocre at.
Which would fit him well, given his coaching record in the NFL.
Clearly, football is not the right career choice.
He is, I'm looking at his record right now, 112 and 122. I don't know who has the most losses in NFL history with a losing record, but it might be him.
It's got to be
him.
I'm
going to look at, I mean, because it's tough to, I mean, one, he's been a coach for what, 20 years now? I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's 15 years. Fantasy, you being all knowing, you should have known that off the top of your head. But
what are you doing there if I bring all the info?
So, I mean, it's amazing that he's been able to coach this long and not really have a great record anywhere. It is what it is. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but in a bottom line league, it's amazing he survived so long.
It really is mind boggling.
What else we got? Do we get any more gifts, Santa, before the break? We got to go to a break
more
in 1 minute.
Yes, to Antonio Cromartie, I want to bring him a lifetime supply of condoms.
Now that's a gift that would be for the good of mankind.
I think that helps everybody.
I think the fewer Cromarties running around the world. Now, if Cromarties multiply like Cromarties, and he's got what, 12 kids? Think if they all have 12 kids, and so on and so on.
Someday you'll have a great grandchild with the last name Cromartie.
No kidding. Yeah, we might all be related to him pretty quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, one more gift, Santa C, and before we go to break.
Well, I understand you're going to have Pete Prisco on the air.
Oh, yeah, we are. I know. What's your take on Pete Prisco, Santa C?
Pete is oftentimes a naughty, naughty boy.
Yep.
Yeah, and I've noticed that I think a lot of it is not. It's not. He wants to be naughty. I think he's naughty out of necessity. I think his eyesight's failing, and he certainly can't. He can't see the stats or the patterns or the trends with any clarity. So, to Pete Prisco, I have booked him an appointment with an optometrist. We're going to get his eyes checked.
It's got to be the eyes, because this guy, this is the guy who told us that Tom Brady was a terrible quarterback.
He once said to you, Peyton Manning is better. End of story. Is that not right?
You know what? We're going to bring that up. We're going to go toe-to-toe. Now, Sandra, I know you're a man of peace.
That I am.
We're going to go toe-to-toe. This might get a little testy with Pete Prisco. To the point that we may, if we were in the same studio, might get into a fist fight.
You let him know that I can see him. I can see everything when he's sleeping, when he's awake. Everything.
All right, well, we'll let him know, Santa C. We appreciate you coming on and sharing the spirit of the season with the listeners of the Cold Hard Football Facts at Patriots.com.
Before I go, Kerry.
Yep.
I just want to say, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Santa. Merry Christmas,
Santa,
to you.
Merry Christmas, Patrick.
And make sure you bring that woman for me.
And Patrick, again, in the spirit of me seeing everything, please stop touching yourself. It's not a camel, boy. It's not designed to spit every 10 minutes. All right, fellas. Merry Christmas.
Goodbye, Santa. Pat,
Terry, we've broken new ground here on the Cold Hard Football Facts,
yep,
on Patriots.com.
We have. I mean, I don't know why you're getting beat up so badly in this show.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. I can take my lumps.
that was good stuff. Well, you know, Santa C only comes around once a year, so.
It is true, and he's obviously really busy. I'm surprised he was able to take a few minutes to talk to us.
Well, no, he's good like that. He's good like that. So let me ask you, Pat, real quick. What is there any game this weekend you're looking forward to? And obviously, no Thursday night football this week. No Monday night football. What's got you kind of juiced up this weekend?
Well, Sunday night, obviously. I'm interested to see if the,
yep,
Seahawks can physically, you know, beat San Francisco at their own game.
Yep.
And I'm actually kind of expecting it. I think that's really. It's the best way to end the week as far as the games go, because it's going to be the best game. I also interested to see what Cincinnati has in store for Pittsburgh,
yep,
because like we were saying in the first segment, they've got the chance to they control their destiny, basically, as the cliche says. So the Bengals, are they going to perform a typical Marvin Lewis late season collapse, or is it going to be a different story this year? We shall see.
Well, let me tell you, I'm excited, too, about the Seahawks 49ers game. And, you know, we've been kind of at the Cold Hard Football Facts riding the Seahawks all season. They're a very interesting team statistically. Russell Wilson has played out of his mind. Incredible numbers. I mean, to me, two best young quarterbacks in football are him or RG3. I mean, he's up at that level in terms of his efficiency, everything he does. You know, he does all the little things right. His numbers are much, much better than Andrew Luck's. Not even close. And I'm really excited for that. We've had three stories basically go viral this year, Pat, and all three were about the Seattle Seahawks, which I find interesting. One was about the Golden Tate touchdown. One was about Russell Wilson being better than Andrew Luck. And another one was just on how Seattle can get to the Super Bowl. And I think they're probably, like I said, the three biggest stories we've had this year. And I think the reason why, Pat, fans in Seattle are getting no love from the national media, and they're desperate for that attention. And when they see something like what we've done, saying, hey, guys, watch it, this team playing way out in Seattle is a really good team, I think there's a hunger in that marketplace to be loved, if for lack of a better word, that fans are looking for attention because they know they have a good football team.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to for the bigwigs in the pundit land to kind of forget about that city and team that's tucked away up in the Northwest. But I mean, when you watch their defense, just the speed that they play at and the way that they hit people, it's a credit to Pete Carroll, who, you know, I don't know what you feel about Pete Carroll as far as a head coach,
yep,
but he's one of those guys that I've always enjoyed disliking, you know, just from a fan perspective, but he's doing a heck of a job, and they've got, God, I mean, that secondary, they're stacked in the secondary, and they're all young, and they're the second youngest team in football. That's frightening for the rest of the NFL.
How about this? San Francisco, the number one defense in football, giving up 218 points. The Seahawks, number two, giving up 219 points, Pat.
It'll be decided this Sunday night.
Yeah, I mean, that defense is legit. It's as good as the San Francisco defense, and Russell Wilson is really, like I said, a really good quarterback. This team does it all well, and I wouldn't call myself a Pete Carroll guy. Obviously, he got out of Dodge in USC before
right,
the posse came after him. But I think when he was here in New England, and he's kind of a divisive character in New England. People either love him or hate him, because he was the guy between Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick, okay? Which is kind of tough, but, you know, he went 27-21 in his 3 years here.
Yeah.
He won games. He was not a bad coach, but he kind of got mocked here. He's basically kind of a clown character in Boston sports culture, because he was always like a rah-rah guy. We're pumped and jacked, and that's kind of the line people know him for here in Boston. He said it in a couple press conferences, and when you compare him to the kind of the taciturn, tough Bill Parcells and kind of the, you know, the Bill Belichick who doesn't say anything. He leaped out as a different character, and I think he got a bad rap here in Boston.
You brought up Bill Belichick and he doesn't say anything. I'm really intrigued to see Belichick's post-game presser this coming Sunday after they defeat the Jaguars, because I want to actually see and hear him say, oh, well, the Jaguars, you know, they're a good team. Because if he can do that and keep the poker Bill Belichick face, then my hat is off to him. And well, I don't wear hats very often, Terry.
How about this, Jay? And we'll talk about it after, after we talk to Pete Prisco in a second. But the Jaguars, 31st in scoring, 29th in scoring defense. And you know what? Let's run to a break, Pat. And when we come back, we'll talk to Jacksonville resident and CBS Sports NFL analyst Pete Prisco. Talk a little bit about the Jaguars and how badly they're going to get beat on Sunday.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure, how many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow, so that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice.
These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
You never take. Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. You know, if we suffered the weakness of human emotion, we would be pleased right now to be joined by Pete Prisco of CBS Sports. Fortunately, we suffer no such weakness of human emotion. Pete, how you doing, buddy?
Who gave you a show, by the way? That's what I
want to
know.
Were you already trashing me with my producer, Kevin Collins, before
yeah,
you even came on?
I said, who gave him a show?
Well, listen, Pete, you know, you've been on the air. You know, you've had your own shows. If you can do it, I can certainly do it, Pete. No offense.
And I did it for 3 hours a day.
I'm a writer first and foremost. I do a lot of radio around the country, but, you know, this is the one show I host. I think it's a tough medium, Pete. I mean, I respect guys who can go in there and do 3 or 4 hours in a row, especially by themselves. I don't know if you had a co-host or not, but it is a challenge. It is. I hate to admit it. I admit it, Pete, but there is a challenge to it.
Yeah, it was me. I had fun doing it, though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. So, how long have you been with CBS Sports, anyway?
This is, what, 12 years now.
Has it? Okay, okay.
Yeah, and my first year was when you guys used to get on me all the time.
Yep. Was that your first year?
I think so.
I don't know. Well, you know, and here's the history of why we don't like Pete Prisco and he doesn't like us is because...
No, I do like you guys.
That's the thing. We got to know you. We got to meet you. We found out you weren't the jerk we thought you were, Pete. It kind of ruined our image of you. But you turned out to be a good guy, and then we've had some fun. But you would never admit back in the day that Brady was a great quarterback.
No, that's not true.
I think that's true.
That's true. I just never thought he was better than Peyton Manning. Not that he did. Not that I didn't think he was a great quarterback.
Okay.
Everyone sucks but me.
I mean, they're 1-1A. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Okay. All right. But I think we were ahead of the curve on that, Pete. I think we were saying that before it was trendy and popular to say that Brady
yes,
was a...
Yes, you were. I'll give yeah. you that.
All right. Thank you. We've had a breakthrough. I feel like a psychiatrist now, Pete. We've had a breakthrough moment. And it, you know what? I was gonna say too that I believe you're the first generation in your family to walk erect. But I'm not gonna say things like that to you now, Pete, because now we're friends.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, you still get a lot of things wrong. By the way, you think is my picture still up on?
You know what? I don't know. This is funny. Years ago, we had a section called Pigskin Detention, and I'm going to check right now. I don't know if it's still up there, Pete, because we've redesigned the site a couple times. But
I know you have, and it's hard to find it. So
but I'll look for it while we're talking. But, folks, what this was is a picture of someone at a game at Foxborough being arrested, spread eagle, their arms up against the car, and the cop, you know, put on the cuffs. And someone superimposed, one of our readers, I don't even know who it was, superimposed Pete's face on the guy with a Colts hat. And I got to admit, that was a pretty funny picture.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. And by the way, you know what's almost comical now is I get a lot of crap from people that think that I'm like Mr. Patriot.
Really?
Can you imagine that? I mean, yeah, because because me, I'm a quarterback guy. And all I ever do is praise Brady, Manning, and
yep.
Rodgers, and all those quarterbacks. So everybody, you're a Patriot. Look what the 49ers did to your Patriot. I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't care who wins or loses ever.
Well, I don't either. I mean, obviously, I'm here in Boston. We do stuff with the Patriots, but you know, a lot of Patriots fans don't like us because I'm on the radio all the time, or on this show, or writing columns saying the Patriots can't win the Super Bowl because their defense sucks, and been saying that for years and pointing out their flaws. So people now think. People think that I'm a Boston guy who turned on the Patriots, Pete.
See, I still think they're going to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't think they'll win it, but I think they'll get there.
Well, let's talk about that. How are they going to get past? Most likely play 3 playoff games. How are they going to run that gauntlet of Houston, Denver, Cincinnati, whatever it might be? Why are you confident they can do that?
Because you're guy number 12. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah, and I will say this, though. One thing still concerns me on the offensive side of the ball is there's a clear lack of speed. I mean, where without Gronkowski,
yep.
they're a different offense, and you have to get speed if you don't have him, and they don't have any. So they have to have him in the lineup. Now, when he's back on the field, it's a different lineup. But the fact that they have never, because you can talk about Brandon Lloyd all you want, that's not going to scare anybody down the field. And to me, they need to address that at some point or try to. I know they've tried to, but they have to do a better job of that. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I think the young kids are going to get better in the next couple of weeks. I think they've improved already. I think they're getting better back there already. I think getting Tlaib helps. I think they need to get a healthy Chandler Jones back playing at a high level again.
Yep.
And they'll be okay in the playoffs.
See, that to me is still the concern. I mean, I have not seen this team make a big stop in a playoff game since the game that broke their back, to me, is the 2006 AFC title game, Pete. I mean, literally the biggest comeback in title game history by Peyton Manning and the Colts. And I don't think this team has ever been the same. They used to always, you could count on them always to make that critical stop.
But to make that critical stop, Kerry, you have to have that guy put his hand on the ground or stand up and go sack, fumble, game over.
Say that again, I'm sorry?
You have to have that guy go sack, fumble, game over. You know what I mean? And have they had that guy?
No, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Well,
so,
I think they have him in Chandler Jones. That's why he's got to get back healthy again.
Well, we'll see. I am concerned, you know, if I'm a Patriots fan, they give up 41 points to a good San Francisco offense, but not a great one. And you know, Colin Kaepernick, I think he had 2 touchdown passes in his previous 4 games and 4 against the Patriots. That, to me, is a huge red flag. With that said, I know Tom Brady can go toe-to-toe with anybody, but I, you know, that they're at a disadvantage. You know, Peyton Manning right now, Pete, and this is my column this week, my Cold Hard Football Facts column at Sports Illustrated this week, is how good that Denver defense is. It's not getting enough credit. They went from number 24 in scoring defense last year to number 5 this year. That is Peyton Manning, a Hall of Fame quarterback, paired with a very good defense. It's what Colts fans always wanted, right? And now Peyton Manning has that in Denver. I think, to me, that's a scary team.
Well, and the thing about the Broncos is this. They play with the lead because he's there, and now those pass rushers can pin their ears back and go with Dumervil and Miller. But the other thing is they got corners. In this league, you have to have 4 really good things, to me. And, I always believe the 4-pronged approach to winning games in the NFL, especially the way the game is played now.
Yep.
You have to have that guy who can take the ball, put it in his hands, fourth quarter, go drive it down the field, win the game. The Patriots have that. The Broncos have that.
Yep.
You have to me, people say the left tackle's been devalued. I don't buy that. You still got to have that guy that can stand there and go one-on-one with that guy. He's slide protection the other way. The Broncos have that. And I think Soldiers did a nice job last week on Smith after a certain while. He's not great, but he's okay. Then you go to the other side of the football. You have to have the guys who can knock the other guy's quarterback down. Well, the Broncos certainly have that. We don't know if the Patriots have that. And then you have to have the guy who can knock the other guy's passes down in the secondary, and that means the premier cover corner. They have Champ Bailey, but Chris Harris is also playing at a high level. Tlaib upgrades what the Patriots do, but I still think there's concerns about it. So if you based on that, you would say, yeah, Denver has the better team.
Well, right now we have two stats. One, our quality stats power rankings, which size up every team across the board in all our different numbers. Denver has been number 1 in that indicator for 3 weeks now, the most balanced team in football. And to me, the scary number for the Broncos is they're number 1, Pete, on what we call our defensive hog index, the number 1 defensive front in football. They rush the passer, they stop the run, they get off the field on third down. They are the best defensive front in football. And to speak to your point, where you said, you know, you need those 4 things, and 2 of them being the quarterback and the pass rush, since we introduced this indicator, basically every Super Bowl champion has been the best team on that number. The 2007 Giants, number 1 on the defensive hog index. The 2008 Steelers, number 1 on the defensive hog index. Both won the Super Bowl. The Saints weren't that great on it, but you know they were a very good underrated pass defense that forced a lot of turnovers. The 2007 Packers, number 1 at rushing the passer, and the Giants last year, I think number 2 on the defensive hog index. You need to get after the quarterback, especially in the playoffs, and those numbers prove it. And that to me is kind of the dynamic statistical duo for the Broncos right now.
We love stats, we love data. You guys are really data heads, and you love all that stuff. But here's something that we're not talking about when it comes to the Broncos. They came east twice to play good teams and lost both games. They lost to the Texans at home, so they're 3 elite games. They lost them all.
Yep.
I mean, that matters.
Yeah, but I think they're a better. Now listen, and the Patriots beat them up too. I mean, the Patriots were up 31-7 in the fourth quarter. Which was probably maybe the best game the Patriots played all season in a lot of ways. And I think the Patriots can beat them. It's just, to me, it's all, you know, the Patriots have always had this thing about going into Mile High and struggling there historically. And I don't know, that to me, right now, I think they're the team that wins the AFC. And I had Houston winning it at the start of the year, and I think Houston's kind of fallen back to earth a bit.
Yeah, see, I had New England and Green Bay, and until I see differently, I'm going to stick to it.
Okay, are we sticking by your guns? I had San Francisco and Houston, so I still like San Francisco to get there. But you think
I don't.
You think the NFC is going to win the Super Bowl, though?
Well, I picked Green Bay to win it.
Okay.
To me, in the NFC, here's the way I look at it. Atlanta, people love killing on Atlanta, which is just stupid, because they can do a lot of the things that we just talked about. They can throw it. They can rush the passer with Abraham. They got other guys that get after, you know, the way they design things. I mean, they have 10 picks against them. I'm writing about them tomorrow. They have 10 picks against Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees inside the dome, and they're going to be inside the dome. They're built to play inside the dome with the lead. So Atlanta, to me, the only team in the NFC that if I were the Falcons that I would not want to see would be Rodgers. That's
yep.
it. I mean, if you play RG3 or Russell Wilson in the first round or in your first playoff game, you'll have at that. If you're playing the Giants, you just blew them out, you'll play them again. If you're playing the Niners with Kaepernick, he can't beat you. They're going to try and run the ball. You get a lead on them. Can they come back? I think you can beat them. But the Packers with Rodgers are the one team in the NFC that I think that if you're the Falcons, you do not want to see them.
Well, let me tell you, we have something called the passer rating differential, and we call it the mother of all stats. And what it is basically just your offensive passer rating and subtracted defensive passer rating, you know, the number for quarterbacks applied to pass defense. And the reason we call it the mother of all stats is because, like, better than 1-3 NFL champions since 1940, going all the way back, were number one in that indicator. 69% were in the top three, and all but two teams since 1940 were top 10 in this number. That's what we call the mother of all stats. And what it tells us is that the NFL is all about winning the battle of passing efficiency. And the thing about Green Bay is they were number two in that indicator in 2009 and were rising fast. And that's why we picked them to win the Super Bowl in 2010, which they did. But they were number one in that number in passer rating differential in 2010, number one last year, and number one again this year. So those numbers support the fact that this could be your Super Bowl champion, because right now they're the best team in football and the stat that has the highest correlation to Super Bowl success. So I hate to agree with you all these times, Pete, you know, so.
You guys are moneyballing up the NFL, by the way. You got to stop moneyballing up the NFL.
Well, you know what?
It still comes down to watching the tape.
But you know what, Pete? It's never going to be the same thing, because football, you cannot isolate individual players like you can in baseball. You can't do it. And I see all these stat sites trying to put players in a vacuum. ESPN does it with its total QBR, which we call total QBS. I mean, they get a guy sitting in a room, you know, issuing judgment on who is to credit and blame for a particular play. In the football, it doesn't matter. It is a team game. So we look at team-wide stats, and what we find are great teams are always good in the same indicators. And you can't moneyball it the same way you can baseball, because you're never going to isolate individual plays. You just can't. You can't do it. It's a team game.
I like my eyes better than all of it.
Well, I like numbers that support
the eyes
are telling us, you know?
Yeah, I like numbers that support eyes, too. I mean, and for example, everybody harps on the yards rushing per game and everything. Well, look at the attempt. The attempt is much more, yards per attempt is much more important than yards per game, period.
I agree.
How are you getting him? How's Russell Wilson getting his yards? How's he getting his passing yards? Kaepernick made some nice throws the other day, but he made a bonehead throw that a good NFL quarterback shouldn't make into coverage. So there are, you know, is an interception, is it a drop ball that pops up into a guy's hand? How does that data, you know what I mean? That data doesn't show that.
Well, we track something we call it our insider, our premium product, Pete. We call it correlation to victory. How often you win games when you win particular statistical battles, and it proves that it's all about efficiency and not volume, kind of speaking to what you say. For example, if you pass for more yards in an NFL game, you only win about half the time. Right now this year, 114 and 106. 114 wins, 106 losses. If you pass for more yards, that's barely over 500. If you have a higher passer rating, you win 80-85% of NFL games. It's about that efficiency. It's really
well,
not about...
Here's one for you. At the end of the half, if you try a Hail Mary and it gets picked off, that drops the passer rating down. How do you factor that in, or do you take it out?
Well, you probably throw that because you're losing, but we don't... At the end of the day...
In your stats, you don't take that out.
No, because then you're starting to pick and choose what plays count and what plays don't.
When you get down to the numbers, that's the kind of stuff you got to throw out of that. That's an irrelevant play. It didn't matter. It was a
Pete, there's probably two games all year where that impacts a game, or you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you still, if you have a higher rating, you're winning 80-85% of NFL games. And so there's always going to be situations like that, but they don't really impact the bottom line of what wins and loses NFL
games.
And
I agree.
You know?
The rating, to me, is not going to tell you who the great quarterback is. It's going to tell you who's not turning it over and playing good quarterback.
Yep. Yeah, well, and the turnovers are a big part of it, obviously. Hey, real quick, as I know you're a Jacksonville guy, Patriots playing the Jaguars this week. Any hope for Jacksonville?
No, absolutely not. It's the the all-time lock of the millennium, by the way.
What's the problem there? Is it just they don't have a quarterback, or are there other problems?
They can't rush the passer either. I mean, they went and got Babin, and he's helped them a little bit, but they don't. I mean, they're last in the league in sacks. One thing you don't want to have against Tom Brady is the inability to rush the quarterback, and you can't cover on the back end. That's a bad combination.
Other than that, they're a great defense.
Yeah, right. And then offensively, I mean, they're banged up to death. I mean, everybody's hurt.
Yep.
If the Patriots don't win that game by 20, I will be shocked.
Yep.
I mean, Tom Brady, if he plays the whole game, which you know Belichick will do, he'll name his number.
Well, you mentioned Jacksonville, its defensive front, number 31 on our defensive hog index. So only the Colts, actually, believe it or not, are worse.
Yeah, the Colts
on the defensive front.
Everybody wants to play the Colts in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, they don't. They're a bad team that's had some great play late and some clutch performances by Andrew Luck, but that's really not a good team. That team's fortunate to be where they are.
They're the myth. I think the Redskins are a bit of a myth. I don't care if they get in or not. They're a bit of a myth. Where are they on your index?
The Colts?
No, the Redskins.
On the defensive hog index overall? They are the number 28 defensive line in football.
Yeah, not good.
So, but Jacksonville, you talked about rushing the passer, dead last rushing the passer. They force a negative pass play on 5% of dropbacks. That's worse than the NFL, and that's a bad sign against the Patriots.
They're horrible, you don't need your data to tell you that.
The eye test will certainly tell you that.
Yep.
All right.
By the way, you guys in the Pro Football Focus guys, you ought to have like a retreat where you all get together and throw around numbers. I'll come in with my tape and show you how it really.
You'll teach us a few lessons, right?
Yeah. No, I love the stuff you guys do. It's a lot of fun.
No, I appreciate that. It's good. You know what? We just try to look at football a different way. And what we do find though, Pete, is a lot of times the numbers support what the eye test is telling us, but a lot of times they refute it. And when they refute it, the numbers and not the eye test are usually right. That's kind of
my problem. Is like when they credit a guy on the offensive line for giving up a pass pressure, you don't know where the protection's sliding.
Yep.
You should add help. How are you going to grade them negatively?
But see, that's
that?
What I'm saying. That's more what the Pro Football Focus guys do, isolating individual plays. We look at it as a team game and we say, you know, the scoreboard doesn't care who gets credit. They really don't. So we look at what.
No, but your wallet does.
Well, that's true. That's true. So.
Hey, come on. Hey, Gary, come on. You know the bottom line. It's not whether you win or lose. It's what you get paid. You know better than that. And I've actually had this argument with NFL players. I've gone around the locker room and I go, yeah, you can talk all you want about the ring. The ring ain't the thing. The money is the thing.
Yep. Well, it goes for many different walks of life, Pete.
True. Would you rather start on a Super Bowl team? I mean, would you rather watch on a Super Bowl team or start on a 7-8?
You're a player, you'd rather play, right?
If I'm not starting, I'm departing.
Yep. Oh, there you go. Wow, poetry from Pete Prisco. It must be the holiday season.
There you go.
So, Pete, we going to see you down in New Orleans? Or?
Yes. Yes, I will be there.
All right, look forward to it. Appreciate your time, Pete. We're going to run to a break.
Anytime.
All right, thank you.
I'm putting you in pigskin detention.
Enjoy the game Sunday if you can.
You,
all right, folks, we've got to run to a break. When we come back, we're going to have our stat attack. We are going to break down every single NFL game here heading into Week 16.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance, with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure, how many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow, so that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Now, what about, of course, Tim Tebow as a, you know, the most popular and famous backup quarterback in history, maybe. Is he going to get a shot? Or, you know, we've been talking here, Adam, will Greg McElroy get a shot? I mean, this guy was a great college player, like Tim Tebow, was a national champion, put up big numbers out of the SEC. I mean, will we get to the point where even the Jets just say, hey, maybe he's the guy we need to put in there and see what he can do?
Well, I don't know about that. I think that they're committed to... Right now, they're committed to Mark Sanchez, for better or worse.
Yep.
If they're going to save their season, they're going to do it with Sanchez. If you think Greg McElroy is going to come in and lead this team to the playoffs, then I want to know what film you've been watching.
Well, nobody does, but
they go to McElroy? I mean, it just makes no sense.
Well, you know, if Tebow can't get it done, if, you know, Sanchez now, you know, all the years he's been into it, you know, it's just kind of, would they reach that point of desperation, I guess, would be the question, where, hey, what do we got to lose, and throw him out there.
And they have reached that point of desperation. Welcome back into the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. It's the final segment. That was Kerry J. Byrne speaking with NFL insider extraordinaire Adam Schefter back in October. And to toot our own horn even more, Kerry, it was in week one of the very first show here on Patriots.com, where you and I were discussing an icy issue, and you said that it was a cold, hard fact. Appreciate that. That's actually an 18-wheeler coming straight for me.
Yeah.
But we said back in week one that Greg McElroy will in fact start this year, and I would say it's gotten pretty desperate in the land of the New York Jets.
Yeah, and Adam thought I was saying apparently that Greg McElroy is a better quarterback. What I was saying is we know Sanchez sucks, and I actually think Tebow. I don't know why he didn't play. I can't for the life of me figure that out. But with that said. Like I said, are they going to reach a point of desperation where McElroy plays? And they've reached that point. I mean, we know Sanchez can't play. I don't know why McElroy is playing ahead of McElroy is playing ahead of Tebow. That makes no sense, seeing they went through so much to get Tebow. But it is what it is, and this was kind of, if you looked at how bad their QB situation was, this was inevitable. And, Pat, with that said, McElroy, maybe he can play.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe he can play.
We saw he led the team to a victory against the Arizona Cardinals. And the most mystifying thing to me out of all the baffling things you just mentioned about Tebow and everything else and McElroy, I don't know why Rex Ryan decided to go back to Sanchez after the fact when McElroy led the team against the Cardinals. To me, that was the best time to do it. And I guess like you were saying earlier, he's maybe loyal to a fault with his players. But they got the Chargers this coming week, and that's going to be segues perfectly into our stat attack. Is there anything worth looking at as far as the Chargers going into New York to face the Jets with McElroy starting?
Well, you know what? First, we need Kevin to cue up our NFL films
our
music.
Sexy music.
Yeah, we're a little we don't have the drama here. There we go.
It's
now.
Time to buckle your chin straps and hold on tight as Pat and Kerry go around the NFL in this week's Stat Attack.
That's more like it. So we got Chargers at Jets. What should everybody be looking for, Kerry?
Well, you know what? A game that ultimately really means nothing. How about this? The Chargers and Jets, they combined 1-10 against quality competition this year. You know, I think it's two teams playing out the string. And I think the biggest thing to watch is, can McElroy play football?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. He obviously did well for himself at Alabama.
And you know, put up phenomenal numbers at Alabama. And this is a good opportunity because the Chargers are a below-average pass defense. He's playing at home. It's a chance to, you know, make a name for himself and maybe make some money, whether he's going to play for the Jets or somewhere else. This is a big game for him.
Yes, and his backup, Tim Tebow, a lot of people clamoring for him to go to Jacksonville, go home. So we'll see if that transpires in the offseason.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. I'm a Tebow guy. I mean, that guy went to the playoffs with a bad Denver team last year. Let's face it, it was a bad team. We talked about it with Pete Prisco, 24th in scoring defense last year. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like he'll ever get a legit shot. Like anyone who's outside the realm of what a legitimate NFL quarterback is supposed to be, Doug Flutie comes to mind. They don't get the shot. They don't get the shot. And Tebow had a shot, played well, went to the playoffs, and now isn't going to get another. It's baffling.
How about the Atlanta Falcons at the Detroit Lions? You threw out the quality stats as far as the two teams in the San Diego Jets game being a combined 1-10. The Detroit Lions, 1-8. Against quality opponents this year.
Yeah, part of their problem, obviously they suck, they're disappointing, they're undisciplined, Jim Schwartz is not a good coach. Right there, those are a lot of problems. But compounding that is a tough schedule. 9 games against quality opponents in 14 games. Not a lot of teams are going to have winning records against 9 quality opponents. So a number of different issues piled up on the Lions. Mostly the fact that they were an undisciplined, bad, disappointing team who now has to play another quality opponent. 10 of 15 games against quality opponents so far this year.
How about Buffalo at Miami in an old-fashioned AFC East rivalry?
And that's the best thing you can say about it.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, I mean, Buffalo really...
to say Jim Kelly against Dan Marino, but that's not happening.
No, Jim Kelly's not walking through that door, folks.
That's right.
Dan Marino's not walking through that door. You know, the Miami, to its credit, does have a decent defense. They are number 6 on our defensive hog index, number 6 stopping the run. And the Buffalo Bills, one of the best rushing teams in football. The advantages here seem to be with the Dolphins.
Cincinnati at Pittsburgh in the game with high playoff aspirations riding for both teams.
How about this? The Bengals and Steelers tied, which is hard to do with our numbers, tied at number 10 in our quality stats power rankings. Both teams rank on average 12.62 across the board in our different indicators. Almost statistically impossible, but these teams are equal teams statistically. The only difference being the Steelers have played two more games against quality opponents and have two more wins.
Yeah, the Broncos and Texans were tied at number one a few weeks ago, and then, of course, the Rams and 49ers tied in an actual game. So ties are no longer vogue, Gary, are no longer... They're actually cool.
They are in vogue. They are back in vogue. Yeah.
The hipsters of the NFL.
I like bow ties, and you probably, I know you. You are a skinny 1980s piano tie guy kind of guy.
That's right. Who told you?
Well, Fantasy told me because he sees and knows all.
We're going to leave that one alone after what Fantasy told me when he signed off earlier. Indianapolis Colts at the Kansas City Chiefs. The records on paper, much different than the actual indicators on paper.
Well, we talked about it with Pete. The Colts are a bad team masquerading as a playoff contender. They've got some great, you know, some very encouraging late-game heroics to steal a few games. But you know what? Number 28 in our quality stats power rankings, they do a lot of things poorly. It's a miracle they are 9-5 right now.
Minnesota at Houston, in which Adrian Peterson attempts to rush for 150 yards against the Texans' front seven.
Well, the statistical weak link of the Texans, number 16 in run defense, they give up 4.2 yards per attempt. They are not a great run defense. I think it's going to be tough for AP to break that record, but the Texans, as good as they are not a great run defense. He has a chance to have a big day.
New York Giants at the Baltimore Ravens, two teams in desperate need of a win.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I don't know. The frustrating thing about the Giants is you just don't know what you're going to get. I mean, it's hard to see who they are, what they are. And, I just think the Ravens being at home, they got to piece together a win. I mean, I think they are overall been a bit of a better team.
New England at Jacksonville, and the Jaguars will be playing the Christmas remake of Silent Night with all the fans in attendance.
How about this? The Jaguars are actually better in defensive passing yards per attempt and better in defensive passer rating. The Jaguars, as bad as they are, have a better pass defense than the New England Patriots. With that said, the Patriots obviously vastly superior everywhere else, but as bad as the Jaguars have been, the Patriots' pass defense is even worse.
New Orleans at Dallas.
Wasn't it in 2009 when the Dallas Cowboys, around Christmas, ruined the perfect season for the Saints?
I think
the Saints were 13-0, 14-0, and they finally lost to the Cowboys.
It was a Saturday night game, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, you know what? I just think the Cowboys ultimately are going to blow it. I don't trust them. I don't have faith in them. I don't think they're a great team, and I think this is a game the Saints can win. I don't know if they will. You'll have to get our real and spectacular pick at Cold Hard Insider for all our final verdicts, Pat. But I think the Saints have enough offense to win this game.
Yeah, and interestingly, the Saints ranked actually ahead of the Cowboys in the quality stats power rankings, 15-18. So that's going on there.
Yeah, the Cowboys, number 27 in defensive passer rating. Expect Drew Brees to have a big day.
You can throw out the record books, Kerry, when the Raiders and Panthers get together in Carolina.
I think I read that somewhere in like the history of the NFL, you know?
Right.
How about this? Carolina is 5-9, right? They are better than the Oakland Raiders in 19 of 20 quality stats.
That's unbelievable. And they're also—they're 14th overall, and they should be much better than their record.
Well, there's a team that struggled with a tough schedule, right? Eight quality opponents, 2-6 against those quality opponents. The Raiders 0-5 against quality opponents, by the way. But Carolina at home—they are simply a better team. Playing an opponent that has to travel, 6 hours across country.
How about the Rams at the Bucs? This is the game where Sam Bradford has no excuse to not have a good passing day. The Bucs, the worst passing defense in football.
Yeah, number 32 in defensive passing yards per attempt, number 29 in defensive passer rating. Sam Bradford needs to pull it all together. I mean, I can see him not. I can see the team making a move from him next year, Pat.
Really?
I mean, he's not getting it done. He's a average quarterback, and they need to upgrade at that position if they're going to be a winner. And if he doesn't play well against this defense, that to me is a big red flag for Sam Bradford and the Rams.
Titans at Packers.
Another game that will go down in the storybooks, will it? Won't
right.
it, Pat? The Titans are a bad team. They needed five turnovers to edge out a bad Jets team or a struggling Jets team. I think the Packers roll to a big win at Lambeau Field.
And how about Washington at Philadelphia?
Well, it looks like RG3 is going to play. And talk about a team with an embarrassment of quarterbacking riches. They're now going to be able to unload and get probably quite a few draft picks for Kirk Cousins, who's played well when he's been in there.
Yeah, they could recoup some of those picks that they gave away to the Rams when they traded up to get RG3.
Yeah, and really the stat that says it all, what we call real quarterback rating, it measures how quarterbacks perform in all aspects of the game. The Washington Redskins, number one in real quarterback rating, the best quarterback team in football, with rookies handling all the stats. That's pretty remarkable.
Cleveland at Denver, in which memories of Ernest Biner fumbling will be evoked.
Denver, a much better team. They're going to win big.
49ers at Seahawks, game of the week.
The game of the week. I like Seattle to out-hit and out-tough the 49ers at home. They're a deadly team at home, 6-0. Statistical equals these two teams are. The Seahawks beat up the 49ers in Seattle.
And last and also least, the Bears at the Cardinals. Quarterbacking play will not be a premium, at least on the Arizona side.
Well, how about this? The Cardinals, number 32 in real quarterback rating. The Chicago Bears, number 27. So
Jay
this
Cutler not getting it done.
No, this could be a 3-2 game, Pat. I'm not even joking.
I think the defenses are both going to have to score touchdowns for there to be a winner.
Well, this is if I'm a Cardinals fan, this is why I'm frustrated. The worst pass defense in football. I mean, the worst passing offense in football. Number one in defensive passer rating. Number one in defensive quarterback rating. This is a legit shutdown Super Bowl caliber defense in Arizona that if Tom Brady played with this defense, he would go undefeated 3 years in a row. I mean, seriously, I'm not even joking.
No, I know. I mean, and that defense was on display last week. That's why they defeated the Detroit Lions. They returned two interceptions for touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, as bad as they are, I mean, and let's face it, they at 5-9 are a bad team. They had that, eight-game losing streak this year. But number one at rushing the passer, number one in defensive passer rating, number one in defensive quarterback rating. I can just imagine what a Peyton Manning, Tom Brady would do with that defense.
Goodness, it would be a match made in heaven. On that note, Kerry, we're going to get ready to unwrap all of our presents here this weekend and next week. Are you ready for Santa C to visit your family?
I am ready for probably a night of drinking with Santa C before the big day.
Lovely. Well, for Kevin Collins and for the Potentate of Pigskin, my name is Patrick Kimmig. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And, again, you can check out everything on Patriots.com and also look it up on iTunes. We'll see you guys next Wednesday, the 26th. Enjoy the Christmas week.
Cold Hard Football Facts, a member of the FootballNation.com family.